This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The U.S.'s top diplomat criticized Israel ahead of a U.N. Security Council vote on Friday on a resolution for a ceasefire in Gaza. Reuters correspondent Diane To reports.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Thursday made his strongest public criticism so far of Israel's conduct of the war in South Gaza.
There does remain a gap between exactly what I said when I was there, the intent to protect civilians, and the actual results that we're seeing on the ground.
Blinken was speaking at a news conference following a meeting with Britain's foreign secretary in Washington. It comes as Israeli forces continue their bombardment of the Palestinian enclave, battling Hamas militants in Gaza's biggest cities. Israel has said it is doing everything possible to get civilians out of harm's way, including warnings about military operations.
Diane To from Reuters. Injured people and at least one young boy arrived on Friday at a hospital in southern Gaza, where Israel has expanded its operation. In recent days, Israeli tanks have rumbled into southern Gaza, starting with Khan Yunis. It marks a grim new chapter in the war that the Gaza Health Ministry says has already killed over 17,000 Palestinians and displaced what the United Nations estimates to be 1.9 million people. Israel has designated a safe zone in southern Gaza, but its widening air and ground offensive have left Palestinians packed together in dire humanitarian conditions. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Friday told soldiers who had fought in the Ukraine war that he would run for president again in the 2024 election, a move that will allow the former KGB spy to stay in power until at least 2030. Putin, who was handed the presidency by Boris Yeltsin on the last day of 1999, has already served as president for longer than any other ruler of Russia since Joseph Stalin. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Pope Francis has appeared for the first time outdoors after a two-week bout of bronchitis. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The pontiff spoke from the window of the Apostolic Palace, reading his speech entirely without needing help of one of his aides.
La pace in Ucraina.
Speaking to thousands of the faithful, he asked them to pray for peace, in particular peace in Ukraine, peace in Palestine and in Israel, and in all the lands that are wounded by the war. Francis, who had part of one lung removed as a young man and turns 87 on December 17, came down with the flu on November 25 and was forced to cancel a planned trip to Dubai to participate in COP28. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Scotland's highest civil court has upheld the British government's move to block a landmark gender recognition law passed by the Scottish Parliament. The decision underscores the growing divide over local control of legislation in the nations of the United Kingdom. The ruling by the Court of Session in Edinburgh is a setback for Scotland's semi-autonomous government, which overwhelmingly approved a bill allowing anyone 16 or older to change the gender designation on their identity documents by self-declaration, removing the need for a medical diagnosis of gender dysphoria. The legislation set Scotland apart from the rest of the UK, where the minimum age is 18 and a medical diagnosis is required. The president of Harvard University is apologizing for comments at a congressional hearing that failed to denounce threats of violence against Jewish people and her students. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Harvard's president Claudine Gay tells the Crimson student newspaper she's sorry she failed to properly denounce threats of violence against Jewish students, saying she got caught up in a heated exchange on whether calling for the genocide of Jews violates Harvard's code of conduct. At Tuesday's House Education Committee hearing, she drew ire when she said it depended on the context. The presidents of MIT and the University of Pennsylvania are also under fire for similar responses. Wealthy donors and some members of Congress are calling for their resignations. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The U.S. Soccer Federation and Mexico Football Federation submitted a joint bid to host the 2027 Women's World Cup, competing against an expected proposal from Brazil and a joint Germany-Netherlands-Belgium plan. No proposed stadiums were announced by the USSF and Mexico's governing body. The USSF said the bid envisioned taking advantage of efficiencies from the 2026 Men's World Cup to be co-hosted by the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. The U.S. hosted the Women's World Cup in 1991 and 1999. FIFA is to inspect proposed sites in February, and the FIFA Congress is to vote on a host in May. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News. We'll be right back.